have told me to greet all the saints for them, and sometimes it slips my mind just who all they were, but one of them was Martha Wainwright. Said, greet all the saints for, it'll come to me who else has told me to do that. But right now I can't remember. Praise the Lord. Jack, would you ask a blessing on the word? Corinthians, the second chapter. We're going to look at this portion of scripture this morning. And I think I'm going to start the second chapter of 1 Corinthians. I'll read the first four verses. And I, brethren, of course, this is Paul that had wrote the book, and he says, I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom. And of course, he's talking about the wisdom of the world, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. We can't help but be struck by the humbleness that we read here in these verses concerning our Apostle Paul. What a humble minister of the gospel. Well, you know, he knew where he came from, didn't he? And that his calling was all of grace. And the fact that you and I are in Christ Jesus today, it is all of grace. Praise the Lord. You know, before he met Christ, he was a very religious man, Paul was. Of course, he was named Saul then. And in his religiousness, he was full of hate for the followers of Jesus. And he acted upon that hate and was viciously cruel. I'm going to turn over to the 15th chapter and read what he says about his former life, and we'll be coming back to chapter 2. But in the 15th chapter, I'm just going to read two verses, and that's 9 and 10. Chapter 15, verses 9 and 10. He says, I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Yes, he knew. It was all of God's grace. And God made him the chiefest apostle. He gave him a revelation that none others had. Even those who were his disciples and with him daily, the Lord gave him a revelation of grace and of this grace age. And so he is the chief apostle. He's not the only apostle, but he's the chief apostle because he got those revelations. And we read, that's why it's so important to read his epistles, that we might know, and he's passing it on to us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so much more. So much more. He made no attempt at being eloquent, using the wisdom of man, but he ministered in the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's go back to our chapter 2, and I'm going to read from verse 5. But your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. That's why he didn't depend upon the eloquence and wisdom of man. It was for a reason that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. It was so that his hearers would not have faith in man's wisdom, but in the power of God. It is the work of the Holy Spirit to bring Christ to men and men to Christ. I'm going to read. You can turn if you want to, or because we're coming back here. But listen anyway. In John, the 16th chapter, the chapter of John, chapter 16, first I'm going to read verse 8. This tells us of the work of the Holy Spirit. And when he, speaking of the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, is come, he shall reprove the world of sin. In other words, he shall convict men of their sins, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Let's go down in this chapter to verse 13, and I'm going to read through 15. Howbeit, when he, speaking of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. The things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. Praise the Lord for the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. All right, back in our chapter, I'm going to read verse 6. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. Yes, the worldly wisdom, what value is it? Nothing. It comes to nothing. Verse 7, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. The wisdom of God, that it brings spiritual maturity. The wisdom of this world brings nothing, but the wisdom of God, hallelujah, it brings spiritual maturity. And Paul says, that's what we speak. That's what we teach. That's what I preach. That wisdom was ordained before the world, and it was the mystery of Christ unto our glory. Hallelujah. I'm going to read some scriptures from Ephesians. And if you don't turn there, you listen to this. Ephesians, the first chapter. And I'm going to read verses 7 through 11. Praise the Lord. He speaks the mystery of Christ unto our glory. Paul says here in Ephesians, the epistle to the Ephesians, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Hallelujah. He predestinated a new creation. Hallelujah. In whom we have obtained an inheritance. The saints' spiritual heritage to be partakers of the inheritance that is in Christ. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Praise God. Back to our chapter. I'm going to read verse 8. Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Think on this. The shame of the cross was produced by man's wisdom. The shame of the cross was produced by man's wisdom. And the majesty of its victim, Christ, is the expression of God's wisdom. Amen? Amen. All right, let's read verse 9. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. I like that word prepared, don't you? Which God hath prepared for them that love him. Praise the Lord. They're secret things. Yes, they are unknown by the spirit of this age because of the lack of spiritual insight, scriptural insight. Verse 10, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Praise the Lord. What man failed to discern by the wisdom of his own wisdom, the wisdom of this world, the wisdom of the natural, God revealed by his Spirit. The Spirit not only searches us, which he does, but reveals the depths and the heights, the deeper things of God. Aren't we thankful for the work of the Holy Spirit? Amen. Praise the Lord. Revealing unto us those deep things, those hidden things that are above man's understanding, the divine counsels. Hallelujah. And as we read in verse 4, Paul ministered in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. In other words, of God's provision for us, and that it includes the deep things of God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord, praise the Lord. Verse 11. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Yes. Man's spirit knows only what he perceives, knowledge of what he has experienced, that's all he knows. Not the things of God, but the Holy Spirit knows the hidden things in God. And he searches in God and brings forth unto you and to I his deep truths, giving us understanding of them. The natural mind would not understand them. But praise the Lord, as we trust the Holy Spirit and look unto him to reveal those deep things that are in God's word to our hearts. And he only knows the things of God. Hallelujah. All right, verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Oh, hallelujah. The we here is in contrast to worldly man. We have received God's revelation by the Spirit, the one from God. Hallelujah. The purpose of the execution and the operations are wholly divine. The natural man may be very religious, just as the Apostle Paul was, yet not receive the things of the Spirit. Some of the things that are going on in the world today is by religion. Those things, they claim to be religious. Some evil things, very evil. Well, you think about Paul. Before he met the Lord on the road to Damascus, he was a very religious man. Yet he was spiritually ignorant. But the Lord opened his eyes and gave him a wonderful revelation and called him by his grace. Hallelujah. Verse 13, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. I believe this is most important. This line telling us comparing spiritual things with spiritual. It is so important. It means compare Scripture with Scripture. Ones have come to wrong conclusions by not comparing Scripture with Scripture. We have to consider what went before that verse that maybe we have stumbled on and are given the wrong interpretation. What came after it? What was the subject? And what was the chapter before? What was the chapter afterwards? And what is the teaching of all of the Word of God? Does it agree with the teaching of the Word of God? Let the Holy Spirit guide us. And may we compare Scripture with Scripture. I have an illustration right from our chapter. And that is, there have been some who have thought and have taught that verse 2, when he says, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified, they believed and taught that God only would teach the beginning of the Christian life to the Corinthians, not the deep things. Well, as we compare verse 6, what do we read? Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Oh, praise the Lord. And other statements also in this epistle prove that to be a false view. Is it important to compare Scripture with Scripture? That we don't come up with error or then be guilty of passing that error onto others. Paul always endeavored to lead the saints on into the depths. And you just look at verse 1 and 2, and you compare them. We understand he was contrasting the wisdom of this world with those things hidden in God that are revealed by the Holy Spirit. Oh, Paul strongly resisted any semblance of worldly things in speech, wisdom, in method, and in spirit. He resisted any semblance of worldly things. That God would get all the glory, not only for redeeming man, but also making known this great salvation. It's still being revealed unto us as we study God's word. Hallelujah. thank the Lord, as I said before, thank the Lord for the work of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Paul does all things in the power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. All right, we come to verse 14, and I'm going to read to the end of the chapter. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Just foolishness. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. The natural man rejects the things of the Spirit of God. And so, therefore, he is spiritually blind and spiritually ignorant of spiritual matters. They're just foolishness unto him. But we have the mind of Christ, possessing spiritual discernment. Having the mind of Christ, possessing spiritual discernment. And no man can instruct the Lord, of course, but believers are instructed by him. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. As Christ is our life, so also is he our mind. Praise the Lord. As we yield to that Christ life within. Yes. We should take him for all things. All things. We're still learning it, aren't we? To take him for all things. Yes, this is weakness, but this is also reliable strength. In our experiences with the Lord, we come to realize that we have no strength of our own. Have you come to that realization? Yes, we really have no strength of our own. But where we are weak, we depend upon his strength, which makes us strong in him, strong spiritually. Praise the Lord. Well, we finished our chapter. I don't have any more. 9th and 10th verse. Yes.
And in 10, but God has revealed it. You know, it's the but. You know,
But God. It is a precious thing that as God's children, after we have accepted his son, we are his children. He has given unto his children of his Spirit, the Holy Spirit. What a wonderful gift. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Well, I can't help but when I read the verses that you were referring to, but I have not seen nor ear heard nor entered into the heart of man the things that hath God hath prepared for them that love him. Our dear brother who is in glory now, Brother Bill McDaniels, you know, he did not wear his faith on his shirt sleeve, but he was faithful to give testimony. And at work where he was surrounded by ones that they didn't believe, they mocked him. And they made fun of him, and he quoted this verse. that eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. And I don't know whether I remember the story just correctly, because I don't know whether he quoted verse 10 or not. But oh boy, then they just railed all the more, and they says, "Oh, Bill's not a natural man." Well, they didn't know what truth they were speaking. He was in Christ. Hallelujah, a new creation. Something they knew nothing about. You know, praise the Lord. Every once in a while, the Lord brings to my mind things Brother Bill McDaniels said or shared or testified, or and also Brother Wright. Yes. The Lord sometimes brings them back to my mind, the things that he would testify, and bless his heart. He did not know maybe had the most correct way to express things, but when the devil was after him and tempting him, and he says, "I just overwhelmed him," the devil. Well, he meant through Christ. He didn't have a good way of expressing it, but he knew. He knew what he meant. He says, "I just overwhelmed him." And the Lord brings things to my mind that Brother Elmer Clodfelter and Amy Clodfelter used to say, and their strong stand, hallelujah. When Satan comes and he's bringing trouble our way and temptation our way, and Sister Amy Clodfelter would say, "He's a defeated foe." And she would say it so strongly, you know. Well, he is. He was defeated at Calvary. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And yes, and dear Brother Elmer, we would visit him when he no longer was able to come out into the meeting. And he was always sitting in his chair with his Bible open in his lap, searching the scriptures. And he had a sense of humor, too. He said, he sat by the window. And he said, "When I saw the pastor," he said, "I ran and got my Bible." He couldn't even walk, let alone run. But he had a wonderful sense of humor. And he said sometimes when he was still able to come to the meeting, he said, "I would have a question." And he said, "I would be searching for that to answer that question." He said, "Then I would come to meeting and the word would go forth and there was the answer." Now, is that trusting the Lord? Yes. Amen. And the Lord revealed it then from the scripture to his heart, and just was such a blessing. He's told us that several times, not just once, but several times, that there it answered my question. The Word of God. Is it important to study the Word of God?
Yes.
Yes. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I'm thankful for those who have gone before us and of their testimony. And I can't think of the word I want to use, the impact that they had upon us that were maybe a little younger than they were. And praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I bet you all have your own memories. Praise the Lord. Well, we are stopping a little bit early. We have a few minutes left. If anybody has anything you'd like to share or say,